long absence. The entire month of July.
Summer vacation! Ow!
We are back on the Poscarcast once again. The Possible Oscar Podcast. I am Jared.
I am John.
And you are?
Neither of you.
Oh, Jeff!
I'm Jeff.
Oh, Jeff. Welcome back to the show. So, yeah, we said we were going to do these probably monthly now, and, you know, it just didn't work out for us in July. We did one, like, right before Convergence, I think. And July, we hadn't been getting together. We took our customary break after Convergence, and then schedules couldn't align, but now we're back at it.
Yes.
And we're working hard, and we're producing the rock and roll from our pores.
Very much.
Lots of liquid rock is streaming on my face right now. liquid rock might be the title.
Liquid rock.
I like it.
So anyway, K-Tel.
Let's talk about what has happened since the last time we joined you here in the studio.
War has broken out in the East.
There is a banana shortage across the world.
I got nothing.
No, we performed at Convergence. Yay! It was a little weird this year. It was a little weird. I'm not going to lie.
The 2 o'clock MarsCon audience was bigger and more excitable.
Yeah,
than,
we had... We had was it 8 o'clock? Yeah, 8:30?
Yes,
I can't remember exactly when.
Yeah.
8 o'clock Saturday night, and we were against the Masquerade, and so we got a decent crowd, but I don't think we certainly didn't get a huge crowd.
No, it was the diehards that came to support us, which was awesome.
Which is good. We always like to have the diehards there.
I think they were supporting us mentally, because I didn't hear any response from them. On a couple.
That's right. Ouch. We had the one song. It was Under Boob?
I think so.
And we had, like, It's Over.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
The acapella ending that just crickets.
it was hilarious. That was the funniest part of the song.
Yeah. I don't know that a lot of people were familiar with the full rock performance of that song, so. But I mean, I don't know. To me, it seems like a definite ending, but who knows?
I know.
Who knows?
It was amusing.
Thank you, and good night. Smattering.
Any other highlights of the show, Jeff or John?
Yeah, that was about it.
Wow!
No.
I know. Photography wise, we got I think one picture of the show of us in the background.
Yeah,
I thought there was video rolling, wasn't there?
There is video. Unfortunately, all of my audio was distorted.
Oh,
so it's sort of not very usable.
No. Was it my guitar?
No,
you were too damn loud.
Yes,
it was just it was mainly the kick drum hits. It would just kind of distort, and it was just like. Eh. So I'm gonna talk.
Damn it, John!
I'm gonna talk to Luke. I know Luke was running audio at least during part of the show, so we'll see.
Yeah, we played with him in one song, so
hopefully. I'm not sure how much he captured, if he was running for the whole show or if he was just running just for his song. So I'll find out more later. So maybe I can rescue it with an alternate audio track. But
So we rocked too hard.
That's the thing. I learned a lesson is not to use my outboard microphone with my camera during a rock show. That combination doesn't work very well. Yeah. So that's just how it is.
Well, we can chalk it up as a Sasquatch performance because no one really saw it, and there's no proof of it.
Yeah.
So.
I haven't seen any pictures. No?
There's one blurry picture of us in the background, so
weird.
Sasquatchian.
It's true. That's true. Sweet. I think I saw one picture that my sister took of you, Jeff. So.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've met her. She's your wife?
Who?
My sister.
Taryn.
Yeah, Taryn.
Taryn.
You may have had a child with her.
We've met.
Completely sure.
Possibly. It may be hers.
So speaking of rock and roll performances at conventions, we have another show to announce.
We're breaking the mold.
September.
What? It's actually, I think, is it September 1st? Oh, shit. I don't even know. Get a calendar.
Yeah, because August. Uh-oh. Was it August 30th?
42nd.
It is. Well, let's get out of the way. Drum roll. Blah, blah, blah. We are playing at a brand new local convention called Metacon, or Metaconvention. It's another sci-fi, steampunk, nerd music. It seems to be kind of everything nerd. And it is Labor Day weekend, and right now we are tentatively on Saturday night, September 1st, on the main stage.
Oh, what? Hopefully that means the main stage.
Yes.
7:45 p.m. I think we're doing a 45-minute set. It's still in flux. We haven't finalized the schedule yet. But I have it on faith that our time will not switch more than an hour. So Saturday night, main stage. If you're going to Metacon, by all means, come check
us
out.
It's a brand new convention.
Yeah. We don't really know what to expect. They're advertising about 2,000 memberships, so, you know, you're between a MarsCon and a Convergence. Should be interesting. I'm interested to see what happens.
And it's actually
neat.
Yeah, and it's placed in between the two. Well, 2 months after.
Yeah, in about, you know, nine before Mars.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay.
So anyway, there's that. Another gig, and that might be our last show of the year unless something special shows up. I mean, they're definitely out of conventions.
Crazy.
And
if it turns New out Year's good, bash. We could be their house band.
Oh, yeah. House band. Blah, 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 blah.
That's a new blah, song. Blah.
So anyway, yeah. So what has been going on in your life since the last time? And not talking about Convergence.
No.
Jeff, how is it being a family man now?
It is interesting. It is a lot of staying inside.
Yeah?
Not a lot of outside time.
Not a lot of time. Is that because you don't want the bugs to get at your child?
Well, this weather has been pretty bad.
It's been pretty hot.
It was too damn hot.
Okay, what am I?
You can't take the kid out.
The weather's too damn hot.
Who am I kidding? Melts. I'm an inside kid. So yeah, if I never had to go outside, I wouldn't cry.
I hear you.
Word.
I used to be outside. I don't know what happened, but
I'm a weirdo.
I got pasty.
It's like I'm not one of those people who sits there and pines for the sunshine and goes, "Oh my goodness, I can't wait for summer so we can have picnics." And I hate eating outside, by the way.
what about walks while we're holding hands?
That's all right. Oh. I mean, I'm not against outdoors, but it's not like I'm not like this, get stir crazy if I'm sitting inside and going, "Why can't I go outside?"
So I like summer and going outside for this reason.
Nice.
That's a farmer's tan. Yeah. A farmer's tan. Pitching
farmer's tan.
I typically get outside. It's been actually really tough this year, but we typically try to take at least a walk, maybe two during the day at work. But, you know, when it's 90s and tropical humidity, it's just like, fuck it. So we would go weeks without taking a walk. And so actually this week has been good. So we get outside there.
Hopefully it's going to stay this good.
Word.
Anything else going on with you, Jeff?
Just doing a lot of homework. I got the school going on.
How much of that you got left?
I have. I'm done in December.
Wow. And moving on to a big old executive position somewhere?
I probably quit my job and go homeless.
Really?
Yeah, take it easy for a while.
I didn't realize you needed college education for that.
I've been taking 19 credits. I got to take it easy for a while after that.
Okay.
You drape the diploma over your head to prevent rain.
Yes. Do you have a long-term goal beyond the education? Or are you just trying to better yourself?
Just trying to better myself.
Really?
I need more money.
Oh, that's good.
I got a kid now.
More money's always good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And a horrible cocaine problem.
It's insatiable.
Yeah. I got a third nostril implanted just because of that.
Well, you know, you can usually just go rip the copper pipes and wiring out of an abandoned house and use that to pay for your cocaine habit.
Yeah, I already took them out of my new house.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Bonus snort.
Yours are looking pretty good here.
Hey! They're exposed. Don't. Hey. My pipes are exposed.
I see copper.
All right, enough of you, Jeff. John, what's going on with you? What has been going on with you this summer?
Well, I've been kind of like you, staying indoors quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, the boy has gotten a little stir crazy because he needs to be outside. But now we have a severe wasp problem now.
Oh, no.
Or yellow jackets outdoors.
Have you identified the source?
There's a lot of them because we have
a lot
moles.
Of sources. Okay.
So moles have like made all the ground spongy and soft. Uh-huh. And so now there's holes for all the, there's one by the mailbox, a nest in the ground by the mailbox.
Yeah.
There's one by the garage.
Uh-huh.
So they're everywhere. And John's been stung twice now, I think. But
shitty.
Ouch.
Have you thought about somehow acquiring superpowers that would allow you to control winged insects? I mean, I'm just something to look into. I'm not sure. Jeff, maybe. Jeff, you're the guy who's in education right now. Are there any sort of...
Can I do this?
Is there a course load you can take that would allow you to attain mastery over insect kingdom?
Probably something with Jesus.
Wow.
Something with Jesus will stop the hornets.
I don't know.
Oh, and fruit flies at work. It's great.
Oh, you still got those?
Oh, they came back.
Are they not doing anything about it?
Because we had a storm on Friday, and we put all the recycled big bins with pop cans outside, and the storm came and created this tornado vortex.
Oh, jeez.
And there's camera footage of these big barrels and dumpsters going whee in the air.
Was it romantic footage, like the trash bags swirling around in American
Beauty?
Yes, exactly.
It would have like the music play with it.
How does Mina Suvari factor into this?
Mina Suvari?
Is she covered in fruit flies?
So they had to bring them back in. And we got fruit flies again, and it's ridiculous.
Oh, it's terrible.
Why are
you the only one afflicted with them?
Well, no, they're coming out, but I'm in the basement.
Yeah.
Near the compost and the recycling, because we became a green company, and this guy was sent in to green up the whole building, and then we got fruit flies everywhere.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's what happens. They like to eat that stuff.
So I'm staying inside. It's hot, bugs, whatever. And then... I've been working on a series, a web series.
I was going to get to that. It's like, while you're spending your time indoor this summer, you found yourself a little project to work on.
All right. Which is done with.
Excellent.
But, yeah, so it's a 7-part series called John's Shredding Tips, where I play John, who is a kind of a nerdy, inept guitar player who thinks he knows everything. And if I expanded his story more, he'd be like living in his parents' basement kind of thing like that.
Maybe. Now, is this John based on anyone in real life?
This is a stretch.
No, but...
No, okay.
I had a costume a few years ago of Napoleon Dynamite. I had these glasses.
Oh, that's what they're from. Okay.
Yeah, so, and I put this headband on. And Teresa won't even watch the videos because she's so embarrassed. She's like, oh, my God. She saw the screen capture of it, and she's like, oh, I can't even look at you anymore. So, and then I have these glasses, which are kind of like the David Koresh.
Yeah.
You know?
Ew.
It's sad. So
you pretty much need to be a cult leader to get laid wearing those glasses.
Yes.
That's really.
And then my work is for the week, rock is for the win, cut off t-shirt.
It's awesome. I think one of my favorite moments in the last video was when you're gearing up to travel to a certain place. I'm not going to mention it. You should go watch the videos. But it's when you get all geared up and you put on the sunglasses, then you like just kind of deflate and take the sunglasses off and put the old David Koresh glasses back on. Yes.
And that was a technical. I didn't want to wear the glasses the whole time, the shades, because it was already a pain with all the other stuff I had. So I'm like, I'm just going to write in. Yeah. I can't. I need my glasses.
It's perfect.
Back.
It's a great moment.
Yeah.
Where can one find this series called John's Shredding Tips?
It's on my YouTube channel, which is John Mapes Music. YouTube/John Mapes Music.
That's music with an M, folks.
And you can subscribe. Music with an M.
Wait. Okay.
My music.
Well, John, I've enjoyed most of the series. In fact, I got to help out a little bit with it, and it's been a pleasure. I've enjoyed the series quite a bit.
I can't wait to start it.
And Jared's contribution was gold, and it is exactly what I asked for.
It's so cheesy.
Does he partake in one of these episodes?
I did some visual effect work.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I created a background plate for something. You'll have to watch the series, Jeff. We don't want to spoil it.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
So, yeah. You'll have to see it, Jeff.
And I will.
And it's the episodes range from like 4 minutes to like a minute and a half.
That's right up my alley.
Yeah, they're very short, and they're the guitar tips that I just made up. You know?
So it's entertaining and informative.
Nice.
Honestly, this should be probably a standard curriculum in high school somewhere.
Although my favorite has to be so far is Valhalla's War Cry.
Yeah,
that's my favorite episode because I'm making complete bullshit statements that aren't true. But
what? Wait, what? My takeaway was that this was an actual tip I could use to get women.
Yeah.
So much for that, John. Playing it for laughs, always.
Because, you know, Lisa Loeb did create Valhalla's War Cry.
All right, that was a classic moment, too. All right, enough about your series, dang it. We want to get into the final segment of the show, and this is where we talk about things that we are currently into and want to recommend. I like to call it Jared Recommends Minecraft.
Beep, boop, bop, bop, boop, bleep.
Jeff, we'll go to you first. You seemed very eager. You had something to recommend.
Well, I was just excited. I was doing homework, and I got bored. I needed a break one night.
So you snapped yourself into a Slim Jim?
I did, yeah.
Did you break off a piece of that Kit Kat bar?
Took some topless pictures of myself.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I just went to the Google, and I typed in, let me, just randomly.
Let me?
And the first choice up on there was, let me draw you a cat.
what the hell is this all about?
It's an actual website where you make requests to this guy and he draws you a cat.
Let me draw.
Is it? Okay, I just want to
Google. It is one of the cooler things I've seen. It's brilliant.
Cat. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah.
Is it, I want to draw a cat for you? Is that
the maybe,
one?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. My bad.
That's okay. I want to draw a cat for you. Yes. .com, and he will charge you money for it. Does he have examples of his work?
He does. Yes,
as seen on Shark Tank.
They are very good drawings.
Interesting. So we got a promotional video here.
The internet. Come on.
I'm not an
average guy. I work in computers. That's no lie. That's what I
want
to do. Draw a cat for you. I want to draw a cat for you. I want to draw a cat for you. I want to draw a cat for you. I'll draw you a cat that's short and fat. I'll draw you a cat with a pork pie hat. I'll draw you a cat, whatever the vibe. I'll draw the cat that you describe.
He's doing some sweet dance moves now.
Oh my god.
I'll
draw it on paperhead, body and tail, then I'll put my drawing in the mail. You can give it to a friend, you can keep it for yourself, you can put it on your desk, you can put it on the shelf.
Oh, shit!
Fucking break!
Oh. It's $9.95, you can pay online, 24/7, anytime.
Wow.
I want to draw a cat for you. I want to draw a cat for you. I want to draw a cat for you. I want to draw a cat for you.
Whoa, very demanding.
Serious.
What if I don't want a cat?
I fucked up the name, but yeah, that's it.
Okay, well, that is a winner, Jeff.
I know.
I want to thank you for bringing that to my attention.
You are welcome.
I'm going to share that with the lady when
you
she
should.
Gets home.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go next, because I'm going to give John a little more time to think of something. I have been enjoying a website myself. It's not, like, super entertaining, but if you are at all into learning how to do visual effects on the cheap, using Adobe After Effects, this is the site for you. It's called Video Copilot, and it's videocopilot.net. Mm-hmm. And it's been going for years and years and years. This guy's actually managed to parlay his tutorials into actual professional video effects work, title design, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So lots of tutorials on how to do just camera tracking and chroma keying and how to just do all kinds of special effects.
Is that
how to
the
integrate
one that
three
sent?
Elements. Yeah, I posted it on Facebook and I said, John, maybe I didn't say you should look at it, but
yeah, like the little cheap Steadicam device. Was that
no? That
one?
Was something else. That okay. was a life hacker thing okay. article. But no, if it's really really informative. If you ever wanted to learn how Hollywood effects are made and how you can do it on the cheap, some of the later tutorials are unfortunately sort of kind of use tools that he has either developed himself or has contracted to have developed. But he's in the his business model is to sell you these plugins and these other software that work inside After Effects. So the techniques are still solid, but you may not be able to achieve the exact results without buying the $250 plugin. But still, well worth it if you want to see how to do visual effects on your computer at home. VideoCopilot.net.
VideoCopilot.net.
Yes. Maybe this cat drawing guy can.
I think he could probably use some help. I definitely a lack of explosions and lens flares in his promo video. So, John, do you have anything to recommend?
Yeah, actually, music wise.
Oh,
a music selection.
Okay. Is this a new one? Old one?
New.
Okay.
I've been listening to a band called the Sugar Man 3.
Sugar Man 3. I've not heard of them.
Have you heard of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings?
Yes. Kind of like new school, old school soul sort of? Yeah.
Well, the Daptone Records, they specialize in writing and recording music that's done with original equipment on tape, reel to reel, and using the original instruments, no digital stuff. And some of the members of the Dap Kings, Sharon Jones' backup band, they formed the Sugar Man 3, which is very, if you like Booker T and the MGs, that old 60s Stax instrumental band sound, then they're they sound like they came right out of that late 60s Stax era. And
can you recommend a track for us to sample? I don't know if I have
They have one. Well, they do like What the World Needs Now.
Okay, I got that one here.
What's his name?
A YouTube video.
Burt Bacharach cover. And I think this came out this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the video is dated March or May 3rd, 2012. So.
But their keyboardist is amazing, very much like Booker T and the MGs.
That's very 60s.
Yeah.
The description starts, "The Sugar Man 3 are back! With only 8 tape tracks, a handful of peanuts, and a bottle of high-proof Dutch schnapps, these gentlemen flex their musical maturity, writing and tracking the entire album in 4 days.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Go.
Yeah, it's good stuff, though.
Sounds real.
This one's more laid back. They have a couple groovier ones that are, But that's my selection. It's new, but if you like that old, 60s Stax instrumental, Booker T and the MGs, you would love the Sugar Man 3.
John, I'm going to give that one a thumbs up. I like that. That's a good choice.
All right.
And that brings us to the end of our show.
Oh. It was a solid show, actually.
Yeah, this will be the podcast, episode number 41 for the month of August, 2012.
Bum, 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 bum.
We'll start the music here. We'll probably come at you again in September post-Metacon, so make sure you come out. Metaconvention.com is the website.
Our website,
PossibleOscar.com. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We are on Mars. We're there with Mars.
Yeah! Can you believe it?
Thanks for listening.
So